welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Sure looks like
Doug Steffen Good Day program. This looks like a good time for us to run into some of the other more poignant issues of the day. Gloria Allred is going to join us in a few moments talking about her client or clients that are after Bill Cosby. That ought to be an interesting engagement. I find her quite as, ever since we've probably known each other for 30, maybe 25 years. But you can argue she's the most famous female attorney in the country.
She's the most famous attorney.
Attorney, period. Yes, right. I was about to say that. Yeah, you could. One of the things that I find enjoyable is when we sort of take the shroud off of anything in government that is messy and done poorly. Several examples of that today. For example, a judge has threatened to hold the commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, Mr. John Koskinen, I believe is his name, in contempt because the IRS did not produce, as they had been ordered to do, newly recovered emails from the former IRS official Lois Lerner, who got herself into big trouble and said, oh, well, we don't have any emails because they all...
My hard drive crashed.
Yeah, right.
Oh. And good for this judge. You know, he's like, this is ridiculous. I told you to give me this stuff. You didn't do it. Just because you're the government doesn't mean you don't have to follow the rules like
judge
everybody else.
Judge Emmett Sullivan ordered the IRS to turn over all these emails and keep doing it every week. The lawsuit came from Judicial Watch. Thereafter, the information, they found out that the IRS had these emails and they want access as well. They ought to be able to get access. The scandal, remember all of the problems. They acknowledged, by the way, they said at the IRS that they were improperly singling out Tea Party folks.
Right.
And some of the other right-wing groups for extra scrutiny. Back to the Richard Nixon days. Let's use the government to get at our enemies. So that's what they did. However, the U.S. District Court produced a requirement, the judge says these people haven't delivered. So you're in contempt if you don't get this stuff to me by Monday. Any further noncompliance, he said, quote, I will haul you into court and everybody else in the IRS to show cause why they should not be personally held in contempt. Now, the next bit of incredulity, if that's what it is.
Ooh, that's
has to
a good
do.
Word.
You like that word?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Incredulity.
Incredulity.
It's incredible.
Spell that, please.
Incredulity. I-N-C-R-E-D-U-L-I-T-Y. Incredulity. I've used it in a sentence already.
Oh, there it is. It's actually a real word.
What? Of course
what?
It is.
What?
Dougie's been using his word of the day calendar, Rich.
Okay. The state of being unwilling or unable to believe something.
Right.
It's incredible.
In this case, the TSA, which according to research done by the government, never mind the watchdog groups, is 70% ineffective. 70% of what the TSA does,
wow,
the government says,
they're doing better than I thought they were,
is a waste of time. Because the agents are improperly trained. They're only got $6 billion a year. And, you know, anytime you go through, we all know there are dozens of these guys at each of these entryways. They're standing around doing nothing. They're talking to each other about the union rules or when they get their next vacation, all that baloney. Meanwhile, people are getting through with knives and guns and drugs and you name it. So the TSA has been ordered to retrain the people who are most visible. That is, the agents that are there looking through your bags, looking at the screen, looking into your eyes.
I always wonder what they look for. Yeah.
They're looking for a free meal is what they're looking
for. Well, you were with me when I was abused by a TSA agent in San Francisco, Dougie. I mean, it was like I wanted a cigarette afterwards. It was that far.
How does that feel,
smoke.
Jennifer?
Didn't feel that good. Uh-huh. But what I wonder is, a lot of times when I travel, I wear a maxi dress. And for you boys that don't know, that's a long skirt, you know, dress, because they're comfortable. It's kind of easy to move around in, you know, whatever. Right. And it looks nice.
Right. right.
I have them always pat me down. Even when I go through the Xerox machine scanner, they always check my leg for something when I'm wearing a long skirt.
Really?
Huh.
What are they looking for?
Yeah.
How you doing?
All right. Maybe we can get... Actually, this would be a good case for Gloria as well.
Yeah.
Right? This would be a good case. Maybe we'll tell her. But she'll want to talk
Cosby
about...
Bill Cosby and the TSA.
Gloria will want to get right down to business and get right to talking about the Bill Cosby case. So we'll get to that in a moment. Up next, 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slugger is a three-time All-Star and the 1990 National League Rookie of the Year. He racked up over 300 career home runs in his 14-year career.
A long drive to right. Ramirez turns to the track. She's gone.
So where is David Justice now? In 2007, David was inducted into the Atlanta Braves Hall of Fame. He was originally hired to play himself in the Oscar-nominated movie Moneyball, but the role was recast with actor Stephen Bishop, who at one time was in the Atlanta Braves farm system.
And we met, and then when I got to the spring training for the first time, I saw him in the locker room, and I was in plain clothes, and he was like, what are you doing here, man? Like, are you supposed to be here? Thinking, hey, you know, I'm a stalker or something like that.
Looks like there's no justice in Hollywood. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, it's party season, so would you like to be the life of the party?
It's time to party!
Are you tired of being a wallflower or hiding behind the shrimp dip? Easy to sparkle at parties, here's the social science of it.
Give it to me now!
To be the life of the party, stay informed. If you're going to a party this week, then know the local news and TV plots from last week.
Okay, next issue.
Next, warm up. Arrive early so people can be met kind of on a one-on-one and look up. Approachable. People who are anxious at parties tend to hide their anxiety under a neutral exterior. This comes across as aloof and hostile.
He looks like a weirdie.
Instead, you should lift your head and smile. What's the cheap psychological trick? It's easier to interact with others when they think you want to interact with them. Have you got a question? You can send it to me at drbob.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the best way to get rid of a bad habit? Replace it with a good one.
This tip comes from Heidi Grant Halverson, author of Succeed, How We Reach Our Goals. Most people think about what they won't do to reach a goal. Research shows this only strengthens the bad habit because you're so focused on it.
Your attention is like fuel on a fire, so you'll be more successful by thinking about what you will do. What can you substitute for the current behavior?
For example, let's say you want to lose weight. Don't think, I'm going to stop eating potato chips. Replace the potato chips with something healthy instead.
Focus your attention on what you will do to get what you want. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and I have Gloria Allred. We've just decided, Gloria, that you are the most famous attorney practicing law anywhere in the world. How's that?
Ever.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm very blessed to be able to, you know, to help to empower victims, and that's what I do, is victims' rights, women's rights, minority rights.
We've had
anyone
a lot of great conversations.
Denied their rights, and if it's within my area of expertise, I try to help them.
Well, let's get to the heart of the matter, at least the current focus on you and these women who are after Bill Cosby. I've read what you've said. You and I haven't talked for a while. I can hear in your voice, however, or when I look at the words, I can hear you saying what is in print, and it comes out stronger with you saying it than what comes across in print. I'm guessing the Bill Cosby thing. When you first heard this, before you got any clients, what were you thinking?
Well, you know, nothing surprises me because I've been practicing law for almost 40 years. So when I heard the allegations against Cosby, of course, I thought they were very serious. But when women started contacting me, it seemed it was too late for them to do anything in terms of an actual legal case. Too late to have them criminally prosecuted. Too late to file a civil lawsuit against them. So at first, I wasn't going to do anything. But then so many women continued to contact me. that I really felt, well, at least I can help to provide them a voice so that they can speak out in a court of public opinion. And that's what they've done. And it's been very, very empowering for them and changed their lives in many ways.
All right. So the judge in Santa Monica says that he's going to set a date for Cosby to give a deposition. You are going to run this deposition? You'll be handling the questions?
Well, what that is we have a civil lawsuit, Doug, on behalf of Judy Huth. Judy alleges that when she was 15 years old that she became a victim of sexually inappropriate conduct on her by Mr. Cosby at the Playboy Mansion. And Mr. Cosby's been attempting to block Judy's case from moving forward, and she had filed it last December. And his latest effort was before the California Supreme Court, where he was seeking a review of the case by the court. But the court last week denied review, and that meant we could move forward with her case. And the next action in her case was that we've been seeking to take his deposition, his testimony under oath. And I just went to court, actually, about 2 days ago, ex parte, because we would like specific dates for his deposition, and the court indicated that he would like Mr. Cosby's deposition and our client's deposition both to take place before September 30th, and that he would like counsel for the opposing party, Mr. Cosby, and myself to agree on some dates, and then the court will decide the order of the deposition. So it's long overdue, really, for Judy to be able to proceed with her lawsuit, to have her day in court, to win justice, and that's what we intend to do. So hopefully by tomorrow, we'll be able to submit some dates to the court, and then at some point very soon, proceed.
So
now, I had heard, Gloria, that actually Bill Cosby had had a room at the Playboy Mansion with his name on the outside of it. That's how well-known he was for his activities over there.
Well, it's well known that he was there frequently, and there are allegations that he was not only in Beverly Hills, where Judy alleges what happened to her happened, but also in Chicago. So
where the heck?
The real question is what he was doing when he was there.
All right, Gloria, what's a 15-year-old kid doing in the Playboy Mansion? Isn't there who else is liable besides Cosby? I mean, the people that run the Playboy. What are they doing with a 15-year-old girl?
Yeah, where's Steph in all this? He should be liable too, having a 15-year-old at the mansion.
Well, this is something that, you know, will come out during the course of the lawsuit. But Judy is certainly innocent in all of this. Right now, I mean, the only person that is the defendant in the lawsuit is Mr. Cosby.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But this is serious. This is an allegation of child sexual abuse because she was under the age of 18.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. All right, Jennifer had an experience with Bill Cosby. We got less than a minute. I don't know if, Jennifer, you can tell Gloria your experience with Cosby because it's like the same sort of thing here.
Well, it is. I mean, it obviously didn't go. I don't even want to say that it went that far, but when I met him a few years ago, it was the first time I had met him, and I was backstage at one of his shows, and he invited me to come and to sit down with him, and he told me to sit down next to him on the couch, and he started asking me about my marital status and why I was single, and next thing I know, he was laying in my lap. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, when you first meet somebody, you don't put your head in their lap, but he was laying down on the couch, head in my lap, talking to me about being single and why was I single. And
how many
very
of these
interesting.
Have
I think
you
his idea of he doesn't have any
boundaries,
filters. Yeah.
What do you when you how many of these stories have you heard, Gloria?
Countless. And I have even more new women still contacting
really?
Me.
All right. So let's keep up on this because this will be something people are talking about a lot. Good to have a chat with you after a while. We ought not to let it be as long for the next chat. Gloria Allred representing Judy Huth in the Bill Cosby situation here with comments as to where the lawsuit is at this moment in time. 21 after the hour on Good Day.